Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I hope you're doing well. I'm coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I just wanted to just tell you guys I really appreciate your support. I appreciate you guys for making this show a favorite of yours. Tonight's message is going to be coming from 1 John chapter 4. Why should we love one another? Tonight's message is why should we love one another. We have to start today with Israel Houghton. Again, I say rejoice.
Somebody lift up shouts and rejoice.
Welcome back to the Heart Love Radio Show. This is your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And even before we get started tonight, I just want to just tell you guys that God has been good in my life. You know, we all have our struggles. We all have our trials and our temptations. And we all experience life. We all make good decisions and bad decisions. But the thing about God is that God is so gracious, that he loves us and he wants the best for each of us. With that in mind, I'm going to play this one more song. This is a song by Courtney Wilson. It's called All I Need. And then the next words that you will hear will be the message tonight: why should we love one another?
Touch from you. afraid. Don't be afraid. Join me at the altar. God is here. God is here. Love is here.
Sit back and relax. You're listening to
The Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hey guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Tonight, this is, first of all, you listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Tonight's message is, why should we love one another? If you think about any word that's been used a lot in the Bible, it's the word, it deals with money and it deals with love. If you look at our society and the different things that that we're experiencing, that we could experience daily from looking at TV every day, they deal with matters of the heart and love. Exactly why should we love one another? Why is love so important? Well, if you have your Bibles, I want you guys to tune in with me. You can feel free to turn to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." Now, he starts out by saying, John starts out by saying, "Dear friends, let us love one another." Why? Because love comes from God. You know, John chapter 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You see, love comes from God. So we should love one another because it comes from God. You know, there's another scripture that says, "While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us." Love comes from God. Now, he says, "Let us love one another," in verse 7, "for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God." But even before we go to that part, I have to say this. Because love comes from God, and God has commanded us to love, then that's a commandment. We should love each other because God said that we are supposed to love one another. You know, God created us in his image, and love is one of the attributes of God. Love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. God is love. Love is God. And one thing about it, if you're a parent, you understand that, you know, I've heard the statement, you know, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. Now, that in itself is not really true. It's really hurting the kid that you're really disciplining it. But God is love, and God, you know, he deals with us because he loves us. Our parents discipline their kids because they love them. And also, if we go back to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, the end 7b, the second half of it, says, "Everyone who loves has been born of God." So why should we love each other? We should love because love comes from God. It's a commandment. God is love. And also, not only that, because it shows our witness. It shows our witness. It shows that we have been born of God if we love. There's no way to separate being a Christian from the word love. because God is love. You know, because he first loved us. Everything he did was out of love. So if we don't have that fruit of spirit, love, how can we say we've been born of God? Because how can I say I love my brother whom I've, how can I say I love God whom I've not seen, but don't love my brother whom I have seen? That doesn't make sense. In verse 8 it says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. For, you know, and think about this. Have you guys ever met any hateful people, any very vindictive people, and then yet they say they're Christians? Now, I'm not judging, because I can't judge anyone lest I be judged myself. You know, that's why, that's not what I'm saying. But whoever does not love does not know God. I can't say I know God, but I don't love my brother. I don't treat my sister right. I don't treat my coworker correctly and say, you know, I love God. I know God. I know what God has done in my life. But do you really know God? Because if you've really experienced God, you would understand that God is love. You would show that even in your personal life, in your relationships. Why should we also love? We should love because God first loved us. You know, there's many reasons why people come up with why they should love and why they feel like they should be loved. But God didn't come from a selfish standpoint. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, because God first loved us. Do you imagine the gift of loving someone who treats you in a manner that's not appropriate, in a demeaning way, someone who doesn't think about your feelings, who doesn't think about the things that you believe or value your relationship? You know how hard it could be to actually love someone first and not wait for them to love you back? That's what God has done with us. So we should love also because God first loved us. There might be someone out there right now and you might be feeling like, you know, how can God love me? How could God love someone like me? But I want to tell you something. I want you to understand that no matter what you've done, no matter what you've gone through, that we're justified. We're justified because of what Jesus has done for us. So if you're thinking that you're unlovable, I want you to know that God says, I love you. It doesn't matter if your mother, your father, your sister, brother doesn't love you. We should love because God first loved us. I'm talking more about this right after this song. This song is called Justified by Eddie Baltrip and Fulfillment out of San Diego, California.
No matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how much wrong you've done, Jesus paid for it all. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So tell me, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? For whom he did foreknow, he predestined. And whom he predestined, them he also called. And whom he called, he justified.
No more guilt, no more shame, no more heavy heart filled with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realized through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified. No more guilt. No more. with hurt and pain. In God's word, I realize through the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm justified.
Listening to Heart Love Radio Show. This again, this is your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Tonight, we're talking about why should we love one another. And we're looking at 1 John chapter 4 And if you're with me, I've already said my first point, which was, why should we love? If you look in your word in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, it says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. What does love look like? I think that one of the things that would help us is if we understand exactly what does love look like. I know the question is, why should we love one another? But I think that sometimes people don't have a clear picture of what that love actually looks like because of their circumstances. In the counseling field, we call it family origin, or the origin of the family origin. The family origin shapes up the whole personality. Our first initial relationships mold us and really has a great effect, produces a great effect and affects us in a great way, so that sometimes people don't understand what love looks like. Well, to show you what love looks like, you can just remember the verse in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. That's a sacrificial love. So what does it look like? It's a sacrificial love. God sent his only son, to die on the cross for our sins. God sent his only son to die on the cross for our sins. That's what love looks like. It's a sacrificial love. You're thinking about someone before you think about yourself. Verse 10 says, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So the love is not a matter about the fact that we love God, but that he loved us. That he loved us and sent his son to pay a price that he himself did not have to pay. I want you to understand that Jesus didn't have to die on the cross. But he did it out of obedience to God, and God sent him because that was the only way that there would have been an atoning sacrifice that can atone and afford it for the sin brought by Adam and Eve. So what does this love also look like? It's like a sacrificial love representing God, Christ, by showing love to other people. So what does love look like? Showing love to other people. There are things you can do to show love to other people. You can say a kind word. You can hold the door open for someone. You can be nice. Treat someone as if they're a human being. Those are actions that you can do to show someone else that you understand what love is. What does it look like? Because I have to tell some of you, because some of you who might be listening right now might have grown up in families where they didn't show love, where they didn't show affection, where they didn't say kind words, where they did not make a difference in someone's life. It was all about themselves. Love is the opposite of selfishness. Love is the opposite of selfishness. When I think about love for myself, after I think about the price that Jesus paid on the cross, and I think about what God has done and who God is in my life, I think about someone in my family of origin who showed me and demonstrated what love looks like, and that would be none other than my mother. My mother sacrificed. She gave of her time. She gave of her resources. She took extra jobs to make sure that I had the best education. You know, she sacrificed, and in many ways, she put herself. She put it was God, and I felt like sometimes it was me, and then it was her. When I was a kid, when I was growing up, of course, with age, you know, of course, you know, you have to begin to take care of your own self, what she has done. But as parents, you know, you have to take care of your kids. And the best way to show them love is to provide for them. It's to be there for them. It's to listen to them. It's to support them, to exhort them and encourage them to be their best. It's to tell them, to teach them about God. The ultimate thing a parent can do is teach their kids about God. Not about a church building. It's not about a religion, but it's about a relationship. It's about demonstrating what it means to love. Now, does that make us perfect? No, it doesn't make us perfect. But what does it look like? We are representatives of God. We're representatives of Christ. And by showing other people love, shows them what love looks like, which is something that I think that so many people definitely need to know. And so I give kudos to my mother, who taught me what love looks like. It doesn't mean that love is something that is just easily. It doesn't mean that things are going to be easy, because sometimes with that love, what it looks like, it means discipline. Sometimes it's discipline. Sometimes it's saying no. Just because I say I love you doesn't mean that the answer is going to be yes. Sometimes God tells us no. Sometimes he tells us not yet. And not yet doesn't mean no. It just means this is not the season, not right now. But there have been instances in my own life where I've received a no. There's a time that I wanted to go to a club. And it was called the Black Hole in the D.C. area. Now, what does love look like? I'm going to tell you, you know, under this thing, what does love look like? I felt like, Mom, if you didn't love me, you would let me go to this club where all my friends are going to be. You know, and that's, now this is back in the 80s. We're talking about 80s when D.C. was the murder capital, the nation's murder capital. And that's not, those aren't the words I want to hear. No, you're not going. But because she stood her ground, you know, it probably possibly saved my life, because my friends who went that night actually, one of them was actually killed. You know, so sometimes you might say, oh, if you love me, the answer should be yes, but sometimes that's not it. Sometimes it might be a no. Also, what does love look like? It also looks like you could tell this, that someone understands love because they let others see Christ. And we let others see Christ in us in all we do. What does it look like? That means that, I'm going to tell you something. I was talking with someone this past weekend when I had to give my witness and testimony for a class project, and I had to got me out of my comfort zone. But you know, if anyone knows me, they know that I love to talk. That's not even a problem. But so what happened? Making a long story short, was I was talking to someone, and they said, I would know if I want to become a Christian because I would see someone who would make me say, you know what, there's something different about this person. You know, did you catch what I just now said? Someone I was speaking with about giving their life to Christ, who did not believe, who wasn't a Christian, they basically just told me. I wouldn't know based on how the person acts, how I see them, and see what they're doing that would make me say, ooh, I want to be like them. I don't just want to take somebody's word that they're Christian, that they love God. I want to see how they're going to treat me and how they're going to act in my presence. So how does love look? What does love look like? Letting others see Christ in us in all we do. Now, sometimes we do make mistakes. Sometimes our tempers can get the best of us. Sometimes we say things without thinking. And when those instances happen, I want you guys to understand that sometimes we could be standing in the way of someone giving their life to Christ. So let's dare to even allow people to see Christ in us and all we do. Now, that does not mean that we're perfect. That does not mean that we can come and we could toot our noses up at people and say, hey, I'm a Christian and I'm clean. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Just live a life that you're supposed to live. Do what you're supposed to do. God will bring the rest. God will do the rest. You don't have to wear a slogan that says, I'm a Christian. You should be able to live your life and people can tell there's something different about you.
Can feel you move in me.
I just love that song, you guys. Whoo! That is Moving Me by Michael W. Smith, From My Utmost for His Highest. I just love that song. And for those who are tuning in right now, this is the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright. And tonight's message is, why should we love one another? I've already recovered, why should we love? What does it look like? Then what happens when we love? You know, is this some kind of magical fairy tale occurrence that happens when we love? I can't necessarily say it's like you see it in the movies and someone says, I love you, and then there's a sprinkling of love dust that goes everywhere. Can't necessarily say it like that happens, but one thing I can say is that what happens when we love is that lives are changed. Lives are changed when we love. You know, there's a story in the Bible about Jesus and the woman, the Samaritan woman, at the well. And this is a story that, you know, you guys may have possibly heard about. And in this story, he tells the lady, he tells the Samaritan woman, give me something to drink. And what happens is, now, let me tell you this. First of all, because the Jewish people thought they were much better than the Samaritans, because the Samaritans were a mixture of Jewish plus some ungodly people. You know, so you had a mixture of non-Jewish plus Jewish people, and that was, those are Samaritans. So the Jewish didn't really feel the Samaritans were fully Jewish because they were mixed. And what happened was that the Jewish people would go around Samaria. They would not go through Samaria, but Jesus purposely went through Samaria. And so that's the first thing. The second thing was that he was a Jewish man. And a Jewish man would never, ever talk with a Jewish, with a Samaritan, period. Nevertheless, a Samaritan woman. So when Jesus talked about give me something to drink and all these different things, and Jesus was saying, you know, this is not the type of water. This is everlasting water, and she wants some. And he's like, look, this is not the water that you drink. The water I give is eternal life. You know, and basically what happens is that this is someone with whom people in that society would not have talked to her at all, because she had many husbands, and the man that she was with at the time was not her husband. But what happens when we love? This is an act of Jesus loving and showing love to the Samaritan woman. Her life was changed. Lives are changed. She was like, wait a second. She went and told everyone else, and they came back, and that whole village, all those people, he stayed there, I think, a few days. But what happens when we love? Lives are changed. Lives are changed when you take the time to love, when you can say, you know, thank you. You know what? I really appreciate you, because what happens is that people just want to be valued. People want to know that they are valued. They have some kind of worth, that they are loved, that there's someone who is thinking about them. We all want to know that we are valued. As Christians, we should be showing the world that, hey, not that you've got to be like me. It's not about the way I talk and the way I pronounce my words that will make a difference in somebody's life. It's about showing love. It's about saying, you know what, I'm listening to you. You have my 100% attention. I'm not thinking about what I'm going to do after I leave this place. I'm thinking about you. What happens when we love? Lives are changed. People experience God. There's a saying that I heard recently, I believe in one of the books that I read, is that you are the only Jesus that some people are going to see. I want you to know that some people might not, who don't go to church, who aren't religious and won't set foot in the church, you might be the closest thing to Jesus that they get. You might be the closest thing that they get to Jesus. I want you to understand that someone who might deal with right now, you might be the closest thing to God that they get. So what happens when we love? People experience God. They begin to say, you know, there's something different about you. Why do you care about me? Why are you doing this for me? Why are you being so kind to me? And you just tell them, look, I'm just here just to show you. I'm just here to just love on you and let you see that there's someone out there who cares. So lives are changed. People experience God. God can move through us. When we love, we can allow God to move through us to touch someone's life. It's about being willing. We have to be willing. We have to be willing. How many more times can I say that? We have to be willing. It's not enough just to say that I'm a Christian. I have to be willing to allow God to use me to touch someone else's life. And God can do that. And he can move through us. And that's what happens when we love. Also, let others know God lives in us. What happens when we love? It lets others know God lives in us. You know, for us to say we're Christians and don't love is crazy. You cannot separate the two things. Now, let me tell you guys something. For you guys who are listening, you're wondering, you're saying, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to be a walking doormat. No, because there are all different parts of love that even God, there are all different parts of love that even that characterizes the word love. No, God disciplines those he loves. So it doesn't mean that we're supposed to just be walking doormats. But when we love, it lets others know that God lives in us. It lets them know, okay, something is different about this person. Something is different. Something is different about us. That's what happens. And the thing about it is this. I was reading something early today in one of my books that I'm reading for my class. And it doesn't mean that you're negating the truth. It doesn't mean that you're negating that when he says, let others know God lives in us, what happens when we love? It lets others know God lives in us. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a fairy tale type of thing, because I think that the world has it twisted. You know, it's not about us trying to be perfect. And when we do wrong, we do wrong. We all have sinned. We all have fallen short of the glory. But thanks to God for the price that Jesus paid on the cross for us, we're justified. And now we have the opportunity to walk with God. We have the opportunity to really, really, really walk with God. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to play a song, this from Mary Mary, and I'll be right back.
Seems like I should run away, 'cause life is hitting me in the face.
You guys enjoyed that. You're listening to the Higher Love Radio Show, and tonight I've been discussing why should we love one another. I just want to say thank you, Mom, for listening and for tuning in. I appreciate you. I love you, and thank you for being a model human parent who actually showed me how to love and what love was about. The good, the bad, the ugly, as a part of life, and I appreciate you. The question I have for you today is, are you willing to love? Are you willing to love people of different ethnic groups? Are you willing to love people who live differently from you? Are you willing to love people who look differently? Now, one of the things my mom always taught me, and I was to have an appreciation of people of different ethnic groups. And if we're going to love, we'd be willing to love people who might not be Christians. You know, though, you know, I want you to understand that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all have made mistakes, but why should we love one another? What does it look like? What happens when we love? And then are we willing to love? I want you to make a commitment, not to me, but to God, to Jesus Christ, that live a life of love and be willing to show love to people. No matter what their situations are, you're going to love them and love them to Christ. That's the key. Love them to Christ. I just want to say God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show. If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, I want you to know that God loves you, and no matter what you might experience, no matter what you might be going through in your personal lives, I want you to know that God is able to make all grace abound to you. God will keep you when you don't think you can be kept. God will make a way for you when you don't think there's a way that can be made. It might look like it's the end, but God might have a different and alternate route. I want you to know that there's nothing that God would not do for you. So what are your spiritual beliefs tonight? Who is Jesus Christ to you? Do you believe that he died on the cross for you? What would happen if you were to die today? Where would you be? I want you to know that right now, Jesus is standing at the door of your hearts, and he's knocking. And the only thing you have to do is just say yes. Some of you might be listening right now, and you might be saying, you know, I'm going through something, but I'm just telling you, you can say yes. Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, and that 3 days later you were raised again from the dead. I believe that your blood was shed on a cross for me. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and I pray that you'll come into my life, and I commit myself to you and to live a life that will bring glory to God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I want you to know right now that God is with you and that you're not alone, and that there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. It's not going to be easy, but I want you to know that God is with you through the process that we call life. You know, life is so precious. And I just hope that those who are listening right now to my voice will really, really begin to think about life. Think about that you came from somewhere before we came here. And I just want you to embrace life. Embrace God. And there you will find your life. Thank you for making this show a favorite of yours. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, that you are never, ever alone. Feel free to email me at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. That's G-W-R-I-G-H-T online. Feel free to look for my music on iTunes and CD Baby under G Wright, G-W-R-I-G-H-T. And I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. Mom, I love you. For those who are listening, Mr. O, I appreciate you. My friends over in Japan, God bless you, and I appreciate you guys. Masaru and Tomo, I appreciate you. This is Teresa Pinkney, Never Alone, and I look forward to talking with you guys this coming Thursday.